Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the man with a plan, at least through Saturday. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. You know, I was just kind of intrigued this morning to find out, you know, about how far this coronavirus has spread. And I'll tell you, I'm kind of shocked that even in Iceland, there are 81 cases in Iceland, of course, Canada as well. And I was even more shocked to see 100 plus in Australia and 5 in New Zealand.
Well, so, it's all over the place. Here in our area, New York State and Connecticut have come up with someone in a school is diagnosed with the virus, they're going to shut down the school for 24 hours and try to retrace things. Nursing home visits in Connecticut now, you can't visit nursing homes right now. If you've got somebody in them, because they want to protect the residents, because the older you are and the sicker you are, the more susceptible you are to get it
and pass away.
The state of Connecticut, the CIAC, has canceled all state championship games for high schools. All. They're all gone. They're all off the board. There's lots of things like there's normally a gathering that happens up in Massachusetts, which brings in 15,000 to 20,000 people. That's now canceled. So a lot of things are being set up in action, and we'll just have to see where it goes, and just hope for the best. That's all. You know, prepare for the worst. It's like we do with winter storms, Pat.
With the winter storms, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
And hope for the best.
And I did some weather research on past viruses. And, the closest one resembling this is SARS. And SARS did begin to wane in the spring because it doesn't really like warm temperatures, or it didn't like warm temperatures. There's not enough information known about this virus to tell whether or not that is going to be the same case. But as with flus, you know, they run more rampant in the wintertime, and then dwindle as we get into the spring, and that's the only thing we could hope for. We just have to hope for it.
Now, I was listening to your forecast, and it looks good through Saturday, but then you've got a little question mark for Sunday. So let's talk about the weather.
Well, Sunday is not a question mark for us. Okay. That's going to be south. That'll be well south, so we don't have to worry about that. Partly sunny will do it today. And look, you're in the mid-50s, way above the average. 30 to 35 tonight. Tomorrow, on the cloudy side, 50. Then we have some rain Friday. It'll clear later in the day and get windy, 45 to 50. Sunny skies on Saturday, low 50s. And sunny on Sunday, with highs of 45 to 50. So, and weather-wise, we don't have any problems at all. None.
Wow. So we're pretty much set.
Yeah. This is for Pat to put his feet up on the desk and just relax, because there is just nothing to be concerned about weather-wise.
Well, I guess that's good.
Well, it is, because like you said, I mean, there's enough other things to worry about other than the weather. So at least we have that off our plate. And we don't have to say, oh, boy, in addition to, we have the weather to worry about. Nope, that's not the case. We don't have to worry about the weather. And it's been relatively quiet. Let's see if this is updating. Yeah, it is. In the world, the highest temperature yesterday came from Sudan, 106 degrees, and the coldest temperature came from Eureka, Canada, 47 below.
Eureka!
Eureka. So look at the difference, 47 below to 106 degrees. In the United States, the highest wind yesterday, 71 miles per hour at Mount Washington. That was the highest wind. Let's see, do I have any other real interesting thing? Temperatures extremes, 2 point, maximum temperature, minimums. Yeah. No, that's probably our most...
Mount Washington is a whole different creature. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's not that it's so high and stuff like that. It's just where it's placed.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's one of the most, I think, interesting weather places in the world.
I have to agree with you. I really do. And of course, you know, you remember when I took the trip up there. That was real rough. I don't know if I'd ever do it again, but you're right. It's unique, and on a clear day, you can see like five states.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a clear day, so I didn't get to see any state.
You got to see clouds below you.
That's all I got to see.
You know, yeah, I went to Mount Washington years ago, my stepson at the time, we got above the cloud line, and you know what? And it freaked me. You know what he said? Are we in heaven with the angels?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I was kind of freaky.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and there's guys that man that station, and they go up there, you know, in the early fall, and then they don't get out until the spring.
Yeah.
And their food is delivered by, you know, they have these snow tractors that bring up the food and stuff like that. But I can't imagine being cooped up in this observation place, for 6 months out of the year. They just don't go out.
Haven't you ever seen that commercial where the guy's singing the song over and over? He bought, you know, he's in the weather station, and he bought his boombox where he sings songs over and over and over, and forces one of the scientists to just open the door and go out into the bad weather.
Right.
Because that's what would happen to me. I mean, it's like being on the space station. You know what I mean? You got no place to go. You're there. I mean,
I'm also assuming, since you didn't bring it up, that you didn't get to see the moon yet.
If you notice, I should sound 100% better today. I should sound normal today. Once again, I got home yesterday and spent the whole day in bed, and I got up to go to the bathroom at once. Didn't eat much at all. I bought a chicken. I thought I was going to make myself some chicken broth yesterday, and I didn't. And I feel so much better this morning. I mean, it's not even close.
Thank goodness, knock on wood.
Yeah, I feel so much better this morning. I've canceled my stuff after 9 o'clock this morning, most of it, and I'm gonna once again just go home, and I'll be able to watch it today because I'm just gonna rest up one more day so I don't ruin it and get.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because this has taken a lot out of me. I don't know why.
It's a good idea. Yeah, you know, I was supposed to go to a follow-up appointment with the ear doctor tomorrow. I'm canceling it. I'm not going. First of all, it's in a hospital setting, where there are many doctors, many floors, different patients. And to me, that's just asking for trouble.
That's where you've got the infection. There's not much you can do about it.
I am canceling it. It's not a matter of life and death, thank God. I'll reschedule it for when things are a little bit normal. And I'm assuming a lot of people are doing the same thing. I mean, if you don't have an urgent visit with your doctor and it's a follow-up or something like that, you're best to cancel it. We'll have to see what they do with the schools, too, because I know that there are, what was it? I think they said Fordham in the city and Harvard have shut down. A lot of colleges across the country have shut down. I think it's a very prudent decision. What do you think?
I just think that, and everybody, I see people complain all the time, oh, it's just this. Folks, the reason things like this don't spread is because you have preventive things. It goes back to what we said. You prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
The best.
And there is absolutely nothing wrong in preparing for the worst when it comes to something like this. And if it doesn't happen, congratulations.
It's like, you know, hey, Marshall, we're under a tornado watch this afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm just making believe, folks. Okay? Prepare for it.
Yeah. And if it doesn't come, say hallelujah.
Great. We were ready.
All right, Pat. We'll check with you mañana.
Be safe.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.